Safety Food Plan.
What has your Congress done for you during this lame duck session? Food safety. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show, as we zig and zag all over the place. It's the fastest roller coaster ride you'll ever be on. You never know where we're going to twist and where we're going to turn. And the good news is that you kind of don't have to buckle up. It's the wild, wild west. Free-flowing. We love it that way. Water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. So with all the problems with tainted eggs and peanut butter and spinach and all the people that have gotten sick over the last couple of years, now suddenly there's a demand for an overhaul of the food safety system. What they needed was more inspectors and better policies. So after 7 days of going back and forth previous to this week, they passed, and this is a layup, 73-25 in the Senate, something that would greatly strengthen the Food and Drug Administration in general as an agency, because they've really floundered in the past couple of decades, and they're focused instead on medical products and policing them and ensuring food safety, and that's the key thing, safety. Well, it's true. It's like I've said often. In fact, I probably say it once an hour. You look at that and say, ah, food safety. You got all these other things going on. They're probably not even going to get to them. And the food safety might not matter to you until you are deathly ill with salmonella in the hospital and you barely make it. Or you contract something else. All because you opened the wrong jar of peanut butter or a spinach salad, then you would care. I do agree, though, that it took too long. Why wasn't this boom, boom, boom? And the answer is because anybody who's a politician knew, I mean, who's going to complain? Oh, so I got up there and I gave throughout 5 minutes of why I think we need to act quickly on the FDA and strengthening it. And there were people that didn't go for it because it was 25, it was 73-25. I mean, but still. I could get up and talk about food safety for 7 minutes off the top of my head. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. Big, 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 big stories about gays in the military, and are they getting the back, you know, are they getting the backing of the Pentagon? Are they getting the backing of the troops around them? And it's interesting, the results that came back from those surveys, 60%, combat-wise, the Marines that were on combat lines didn't think that Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be repealed. But as you dive deeper in the statistics, there were some areas where they felt that it could be repealed. And the bottom line is I don't see how Don't Ask, Don't Tell is if it's going to get repealed, it's going to happen during the lame duck Congress. If not, and it gets tossed over in January, I think it's iffy if it gets passed. I mean, I think it's really, really iffy at this point. Money, money, money. That always seems to be, we're like the moths. We're drawn to the light, but the light is money. So here's the scoop. In talking about the deficit and talking about cutting back, how do we do that? What do we do? There were a lot of opinions across the board. Senator Kent Conrad, Erskine Bowles, Alan Simpson, and there's a little difference of opinion between the three of them. Take a listen.
There are things I don't like. I'll withhold talking about those. And because every one of us could go through page after page and find things we really don't like.
If we're going to be competitive in what is a knowledge-based global economy, we're going to have to make sure we continue to make smart investments in education, infrastructure, and high value added research.
The workers of the dark arts, in the words of Harry Potter, those are the groups
waiting out there in temples around the city to shred this baby to bits.
Do you love that with Simpson? Shred this baby to bits. Okay, one thing that you heard in the middle of that, talking about the deficit and can't cut the basics, and that was Erskine Bowles. I thought he made a good point. Everything stems back on education. And while a lot of districts are struggling and our education is so lopsided in some areas, it's vitally important because what's the generation after the generation and after the generation after them? The answer is simple. The future of America, people. That's why so many people get upset over the deficit. Because is that really what you want to leave your children, your children's children, and so on down the line? My goodness, if we're all living longer and we're going to have to pay out the nose for health care costs, and you've got this family, you cannot burden them with some ridiculously outlandish number. And already it is ridiculous. It's very tough to wrap your brain around the deficit and how big it really is and how we can get rid of the deficit. So suddenly you find yourself representing wherever it is you are listening to me. What is it that you push for on the floor? What is it you think you can get past to help the residents where you live? I noticed that when I was in Mississippi, how resilient the people were, and they lobbied hard. I mean hard. Their governor, their senators, their congress folks, they weren't letting anything slide, period, end of story. Only a handful of weeks, do the math. Handful of weeks, lots to get done. What's the most important? Is it really food safety? That had to be done, and that should have been done a long time ago. But because of the things that were exposed in the last couple of years, the FDA could not ignore it, my friends. They had to make a move. It just took a little bit longer than I would have liked for Congress to agree and then push this on forward. Because remember, it's always about the Senate when you circle back the wagons. And is there any doubt that the president would sign this? Of course he's going to sign this. One of the things they would require is the FDA would have to create new safety regulations for producers at the highest risks for fruits and vegetables. And that makes complete sense to me. And another thing is that they would allow the FDA to order recalls of tainted food because they weren't doing that before. And then the other thing is, there's one other one. This one scares me because you think of the cancer rates and stuff and you think of the preservatives in our food, what we eat. And you look at meat and fish or processed eggs, which aren't regulated by the ag department, and you wonder how off the charts are they? I mean, they got to be seriously off the charts. Coming up, Tony Denison is going to join us, and he plays a big role on The Closer. The Closer starts back on Monday. He has a huge fight scene. He's going to talk about that. Plus, we really have to lighten the load. We're going to talk about holiday parties. Are you throwing one? Is your wife throwing one? Is your friend throwing you one? You don't have to do anything fancy. You just have to invite the people, and they will come. I promise you, they will come.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
And welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kay Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. On today's lighter side, who says you have to spend a fortune necessarily to throw a party? I'm the only idiot that does that. But it's the season, after all, to throw parties. Ashley Kleinert from In Any Event joins us to offer some suggestions on how you can actually do it on a budget. You don't have to throw the party out because you might be a little thin on cash. Ashley, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I got a question for you at the top. I was curious about this. Do you know that some of the best parties, and of course, I'm in broadcasting, so I've lived in a lot of different places and traveled a lot of places, and I know you have too, but the setup for this is you think that women are the ones who always throw the parties, but you know what? I've been to some of the best parties, Ashley, I've ever been to have been thrown by men. Is that unusual?
Actually, it's not. It's really not. It's funny. I think there's this hidden entertainment gene inside the men, and they really get into it. I mean, we've had some great parties that men have one to put together, and they are very involved in it, down to the menu, to the decor, to the theme. It's funny.
Yeah, you got to love that. And now that's the key thing. It's planning, isn't it? Anytime you have a party, even if it's just even if you give yourself a couple weeks, it's all about either putting it on paper or really thinking, doing a game plan, right?
Absolutely. Planning ahead is the biggest factor, I mean, to having a stress-free and budget-friendly party. Because if you know your budget ahead of time, planning ahead, you have to plan your budget, know what you're going to spend, and then it just kind of work backwards from that. And there's lots of ways to save money. There really is. And really with the economy, it's, you know, we're still having some trouble with the economy, and people aren't really wanting to spend. They're not partying like 1999 anymore. Mm-hmm. And the last couple of years, less is more. You don't want to throw a great Gatsby type party with the way things are right now. It's distasteful, and people might even be critical of doing that. So if you plan ahead, you know your budget, there's ways you can really have a great party.
All right, let me ask you an etiquette question, easy for me to say. Is it if you throw the party at a certain hour, like let's say you had it at 7:30, 8 o'clock, can you go with hors d'oeuvres and snacky type foods, or no? People are expecting they're gonna show up. They want full on meal.
You know, that is a great question, Kate, because that's what people are wondering about. They want to know about the food. And that's honestly the first thing I want to know, too. What we tell people generally is after 8 o'clock, it's a great way to save on your budget, because after 8 o'clock, you can do dessert party. People are not expecting heavy food. So what you could do before 8, unless you're saying you're going to have a seated sit-down dinner, no one's going to expect that. So before 8 o'clock, you could have heavy hors d'oeuvres. You know, in most, we recommend bite-sized. People just want to pop things in their mouth and just keep going, or not have to cut something or worrying about putting sauce on something. Just make it easy for people. Mm-hmm. And you can still have heavier foods doing that. And then after 8 o'clock, you can do desserts and drinks. And that's great, because people can come in after they've had dinner and just have a good time.
Yeah, no kidding. Bite-sized stuff is like cheese and meats. I'll tell you a quick story. I would be the person that would try to dig through the magazines and come up with something just spectacular, something new, something different. And then I would always have the sidebar thing that would be like the rolled up pepperonis with the cream cheese. And don't you know that anything that had meat or cheese, it was like a wolf came in and ate it in 2 seconds. And then the dish that took me forever to make, which was solid, yes, the guys that came or the women that came would eat it, but it wasn't the first thing that went. So there is something to that, isn't there?
There is. You just want it to be easy. And also, those are the kinds of foods that we don't allow ourselves to have that often. Those meatballs or those little smokies wrapped in bacon and, you know, all that good stuff that we don't really fix at home. It's fun because you're out and someone else has it and you can just pop it in your mouth and you don't feel guilty.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think, what are the typical party sizes? Like, let's say you just wanted to thank people in your life, and you might not know a lot of people, but you want to kind of keep it one of those lighter parties. If you had, like, let's say if you were inviting, I don't know, maybe 30 people or so, what can you expect to spend? I mean, what could you get away with? That would be, you still have a decent party, but everybody would feel not like you skimped too much either.
Right. You could easily do that for a couple hundred dollars.
There you go.
You really could. One way to also help with the cost, Kate, is to have people bring something. I mean, and no one should feel embarrassed about it. Everyone, when you go to somebody's house for a party, you want to bring something anyway. And even if they say, please don't bring anything, you still bring something. So if you're open to that and willing to let people help, just say, hey, I'm going to have a people over, and, you know, feel free to bring an appetizer or a drink or a main dish, you know. You can have people help you, and that keeps the cost down quite a bit too. If not, there's other ways to do it. Like, we shop at grocery stores and these supersized stores now, because they have everything you need at really good prices. You don't need a caterer. And I'll give you one little tip that we did for a party last week. Even they have these little bite-sized petite brownies that every store has now, and especially those super grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought the store-bought little brownie bites, and we took Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker, whatever brand you like, canned frosting, put a little dab of frosting on each one of those brownies, and then we topped it with a tiny little raspberry, a fresh raspberry. We put it on a silver tray, and everyone wanted to know who the caterer was, you know, and it was Super Target. So it was, there's really things you can do that don't cost a lot, but you can make it look nice. We call it scrimp and splurge. Scrimp on some things and splurge on others.
Oh, there you go. I like that phrase, scrimp and splurge on some of the other stuff. Okay, so then another thing, too, that happens, you talk about asking people to bring things. Somebody told me that it was passé to bring wine, but I don't agree with that. What if you just go out and get a whatever kind of bottle of wine that might mean something to you, and you take it to the party? Is that wrong to do that?
No, it's not. Not at all. Because wine is something, honestly, if the host doesn't like it, I hate to say it, they can re-gift it, or they can serve it at a larger gathering where other people are there. So it is. Oh, it's always appropriate to bring a bottle of wine. It really is.
All right, so I'm gonna if I get a dirty look, I'm gonna blame you.
Well, and now it's fun to go get wine because they have all these fun labels and different. You know, it may not even taste that great, but it's really cute packaging.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, how about on the invitation thing? The whole idea of sending out invitations and all that stuff. I mean, it looks great. It's great when you send out invitations, but you don't have to do that. A lot of people are doing the email thing.
Right.
Is that okay to do
right.
that? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Absolutely, especially as we're going more and more green these days. Evites are fine, and they're free. That's another way to keep the cost down. And they do the RSVPs for you, and they'll email you and update you, you know, on how many guests you have coming, who hasn't replied, and who's a maybe. And it makes it so stress-free. And if you don't, Evites, you know, it's kind of a mass mailing. If you want to go up a step and still do an email invitation, there's something else called paperlesspost.com. And for pennies, it's like a virtual invitation. You can design it, and it actually you click on it, and it opens up an envelope, and you pull the invitation out. It's like a virtual invitation you received in the mail, but you got it through email. So that's kind of a step up from Evite.
Ooh, a virtual invitation. Do you think, Chris, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, somebody mm-hmm. who owned a restaurant, actually in New York, and asked if their bookings were down for the holidays, and he told me yes, that they weren't down as far as people coming in to have dinners, couples mm-hmm. or families or whatever, but the bookings for parties were down.
Mm-hmm.
So do you the planning events is still up, I think, but do you
mm-hmm.
think parties for the Christmas season will be down? What do you hear?
What we're hearing is actually we're having more parties. We're seeing more parties, but they're in people's homes.
Mm.
Again, I think it's a way to save money because you're not having to pay service fee. You're not having to pay staff. You can do that. You can bring staff in, but you can just make it really casual and fun. And it's about family and friends this time of year. It really is. And the thing you need to remember is if you're smiling, if you're the hostess and you're smiling and you're having a great time, your guest will too. If you're stressed out and something didn't turn out right or something burned or something spilled, it carries over and your guests feel that. So you can certainly have it in your home, and it's a great way to save money, and that's what we're seeing more and more of. And your home's decorated too. That's the other thing. Around the holiday season, most people, depending on what you celebrate, have their tree up or a menorah. They have all, you have decor up already, so you don't have to spend a lot where you might another time of year. A holiday is a great time because, again, you're already kind of festive in your home.
All right, so this, some great tips. Scrimp, you can scrimp, but you don't, and you can still splurge, and it can still
right.
be a great party, and use your house. That's the best thing. Use your house. Ashley
That's
Klein,
right.
Last, I can hear the dog in the background,
I'm
by
sorry.
The way. I love dogs. No. The audience loves my dog, Mahalo, so we're good with dogs. Ashley Kleinhart from In Any Event, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Since its debut, the TV series The Closer has continued to win over fans. I watched the show. I can tell you the secret of its success. Great writing and fabulous acting. No kidding. The cast has chemistry. I really believe this. So the new season of the show kicks off Monday. We're thrilled to welcome Tony Denison, who plays Detective Andy Flynn, to America Tonight. Tony, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Happy holidays.
And same to you. Hey, if I was Jay Leno and we were sitting next to each other, I'd tell you to set up a clip of the opener. But this is radio, so we paint pictures here. And from what I understand, you're caught in a life or death battle outside of an AA meeting. This is obviously no ordinary fight. Flesh it out a little bit for us. What's the deal with this fight scene?
I just so happened to have a 15-piece orchestra here for backup. While I, you know, to like set the mood. Let me see. Wait a minute. They all went out and they're on coffee break. I told them 7 o'clock. They thought 8 o'clock. Oh God. Okay.
Darn.
So I'll have to do it without them. Anyway, no. What happens is my character, Lieutenant Andy Flynn, is on his way back from just leaving an AA meeting, and he's attacked by this knife wielding. Perpetrator and a fight ensues that I've been doing TVs and movies for quite a while now, and I'm a big fan of the industry that I'm a part of, and I've seen some really great fight scenes, and I did a lot of great fight scenes on Crime Story and other places, and I've seen a lot of great fight scenes, but I gotta tell you, I was watching this fight scene We were doing some ADR, some looping, and I thought, oh, my God, this is great. You know, it's a fight. It's a fight for, you know, for life and death kind of fight. And it's, I think it's as good as anything, considering, you know, the, how much time we spent on it that you'd get like in, Born Identity or something like that.
I mean, wow.
Without it being like, you know, my character being some sophisticated, you know, kung fu expert, but in terms of fighting for one's life, and the character who was attacking me, both of us fighting for our lives. It's a pretty amazing fight.
Yeah, you said, you know, that you've done lots of fight scenes. You mentioned, of course, Crime Stories and what you did there, and then this big fight scene. So I'm wondering, with all this fighting going on and the length of your career as an actor, have you ever been hurt? Have you ever taken a punch the wrong way or hit with something that you weren't supposed to get hit with?
Well, you know, very early on in my career, somebody very dear to me once said to me, if it ain't fake, it ain't film. So, meaning, when, you know, when it's called for, and there's questions, you know, based on the type of, you know, camera angle and the size of the lens and where the camera is, you know, where it's not going to matter, you know, let the stuntman do it for sure. Where you clearly will see, you know, yourself, you'll be seen and you'll know that it's you, you know, then you choreograph it like a dance number. With the stunt coordinators, and they're all, you know, they're professional, they're excellent people. They make all of us look like, you know, superstars from one time or the other. And, interestingly enough, in this particular fight scene, the guy attacking me was also a stunt actor, a stunt performer as well. So he was an actor and a stunt actor. And so, he was able to do a lot of his own, he did all of his own stunts, and you could see clearly that there was no double use for him. And in my case, the way they set our stunt coordinator, Spike, his name is, set this thing up, these two wonderful professional stunt guys, they did it in such a way where I wound up being, you know, in 90% of the shots, because the guy, the bad guy, quote unquote, you know, took a lot of the beating. And you know, when I looked at it, I was like, hey, wait a minute. I don't remember doing that. They said, yeah, that was you doing that. I said, really? I said, I thought, you know, and they said, no, that was you. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, you know, there's a couple of times where I know it's the stunt guy, but, you know, there's a time when he has me on top of the hood of the car, and I used to box a long, long time ago, never professionally, but sort of a club fighter with Jose Torres and Norman Mailer.
Yeah.
And what happened was, I was amazed at, you know, how my boxing skills, you know, entered into this scene, and I was able to deflect punches, you know, even though the likelihood of him actually hit, I mean, I don't know, he came pretty close a couple of times, but because we choreographed it, because I was familiar with, you know, parrying punches, you know, we were able to make it look really, really good.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it. You set this up nicely. You did this good without the pictures.
Yeah, I mean, the fight lasts at least a minute and a few seconds. Now, I don't know if what your viewers remember when they're watching something in the movies, but, you know, you just, I mean, TV commercials are like 15 seconds and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
If you watch like a minute of any one particular scene, that's a long time.
Yeah, no
in terms
kidding.
Of what we're used to with the rapid editing that they do nowadays. So it's a long fight scene, and it's a fight that really just turns people into savages. I mean, he and the other character, my character, you know, are fighting for their lives, and it's a savage struggle. And I'm proud to be a part of the closer, whether I had that fight scene or not.
Sure.
But after doing that fight scene, I thought, wow. And I remember one of the wardrobe women, you know, like walked by me like we were when we were filming that night, and she goes, you're going to get a lot of dates after this episode airs.
All right. We're hooked now for sure. We'll be watching this on Monday, definitely. For people battling alcohol addiction, I think they'd be interested to know, you don't make a secret of this, that you waged your own war and came out on the other side, and you've been sober for 17 years. That's a long time. Sobriety is also a part of Flynn's life. What's the toughest part of sobriety?
What's the toughest part of sobriety? Well, is to realize that you don't have all the answers, and that you know you must find. I'll give you the story this way, okay? I liken it to the story of Ulysses. When Ulysses wanted to go by the sirens of Titan, the muses and the sirens playing those beautiful songs, and he wanted, you know, all the sailors before would steer their ships into the rocks and crash, and he tied himself to the mast and then had his crew, you know, row past with wax in their ears. And he said, no matter what I scream, no matter what I yell, you know, ignore me. So he could hear the beautiful music. And that's what, you know, this business is like. It's like that beautiful music. And AA and the people in recovery, my sponsor and the people that I sponsor and my friends, they're like that mast. And some of them are like the crew. They're rowing. And as long as I can feel my back against that mast, the idea of a concept of my higher power, then I can listen and entertain this business. But as long as I feel that on my back, I have a really good chance of not steering my life into the rocks.
Yeah, congratulations. That's quite a mark, 17 years, definitely. And I'm sure your friends and the people that you were just mentioning are very proud of that. That's nice that you have that backup.
Yeah.
And that's key,
isn't
it?
17 and a half years. Yeah. It's key. No, you know what? You know, just when you think, wow, I got 17 and a half years, you come across some guy and he's talking and he goes, yeah, you know, I've been sober like 36 years. And you go, what? You know, or like my sponsor, he's sober 42 years, you know, and I'm thinking, my God, when you were sober, I was, oh my God, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You just talked about this. You can tell that you like the people you work with, and you tackle serious subjects on the show, but there are definitely funny, wise-cracking, light moments throughout it. I think that's part of the beauty of The Closer, and that's the chemistry part I was talking about at the top of the show. How fun is it to work with Kira and the rest of this cast of actors?
It's wonderful. I mean, and I don't just say that because I'm trying to be polite and politically correct. It's absolutely wonderful. G.W. Bailey and I, we literally have a ball together on, you know, in front of the camera and off the camera. We're constantly on, you know, and we're constantly, like, you know, trying to invent different things to do. And the writers and the producer, James Duff, executive producer, creator of the show, he is so generous with us. He allows us, you know, our like, experimentation. And he'll say, no, that doesn't work. Oh, yeah, how about this? And the interesting thing about Kira is that Kira, you know, God bless her, how much dialogue this woman has every episode. I mean, it's like, it's got to be the most, it's like Hamlet, you know, every week. And there are times when we're doing stuff, and like you'll say to Kira, hey, Kira, you want to try? And she'll go, okay. You know, when if she could turn and just say, you know what, Tony, or whoever asks, say, you know, I have like a mouthful of words to say in the scene. She doesn't do that. She'll say, okay, let's try it. You know, and she'll play right along. And there was one time she and I were doing the scene and something falls under the table in the interrogation room. So both her character and my character have to go under to get it. So we go under the first time and get it, and then we come back out and, like, we exchange a glance under the table, and then we come back out, and then there's another glance. So we did it one time, and I said, when I thought to myself, you know, next time we go under, I said, I'm going to come up, I'm going to, like, just hit my head and make, like, a little bit out of it. So we go under, you know, and I come up, and she hits her head first. And then I come up, and I look at her, and I, you know, like, that look, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, yeah, you know, like in character. Then when they yell cut, I said, I can't believe you hit your head on the edge. And she goes, well, I saw a twinkle in your eye, she said. And I knew when we did the take again, you were going to do something. Sure. So I thought, she goes, I bet you're going to hit your head, so let me try doing it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I said, this is exactly what I was going to do. So that's what it's like with her. She's fun. She's fun.
Yeah, and obviously, like you said, the rest of the crew is fun, too.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Well, continuing here with Tony Dennison on America Tonight, and, you know, we're talking about the fact that Monday is, once again, five more new episodes of the Closer. You know what it's like with this career you've had in television and movies. And you mentioned Crime Story, and that was Michael Mann's baby. And there was, boy, that was a hot show. I was just a kid, and I watched that show, and that was a hot, hot show. You were, in fact, somewhere I read that you were called, like, the best villain or something of the 80s. You had to be pretty proud of that work.
Yeah, Time Magazine called me the best villain of the 80s, of the decade. I mean, that was, look, that Michael Mann is a genius when it comes to, you know, creating this, I mean, especially that world. And somebody once reviewed the show and said it's the best television series you never saw. Because, I mean, in terms of the amount of viewers we had, we weren't, you know, we were coming in 27th, 28th, maybe 30th a couple of times, back in a time when shows like, you know, The Cosby Show were getting like 50 shares and, you know, 39 shares. So it was hard, you know, to not, it was a very expensive show. And because it didn't have the really high numbers to justify it, you know, Brandon Tartikoff, who became a really close friend, sadly the man is gone now for quite a few years, but he had said that he really regretted canceling the show. He said, you know, maybe I should have kept it on. He goes, but, you know, at the time, NBC had had so many wonderful shows, and so many shows to come, that's what happened. And but I mean, you know, no, not to take anything away from The Sopranos, but what was the? It was a talk show guy once who said a Crime Story was the precursor to The Sopranos. Without the cursing, and without the nudity, you know, because it was a network show.
Sure.
And so we were pretty heads up show, a pretty intense show. I mean, I show it to people today sometimes, and they'll look and they'll say, "Wait a minute, I thought you said this was a TV show you did." I said, "Yeah." They said, "No, that looks like a feature film." I said, "No, that was Michael Mann." I said,
"That's the brilliance of Michael Mann."
But Michael Mann looks through the lens of a camera. It's like he's gifted. He sees things that, you know, other people don't see. And sometimes, you know, sometimes his shots take a while to set up, but they're worth it. I mean, some of them they look like paintings, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. There was another show that you did that I thought was great too. And there was a lot of buzz over this show. I'm a huge sports fan. I used to do sports in New York and Dallas, and I can tell you are. You were talking about boxing, and you were in the Playmakers. Was that a lot of fun for you, too, with that coaching role that you had in that?
Playmakers was fantastic, you know, because I wasn't the biggest football fan in the world. I was baseball and boxing, you know, and I loved watching women's volleyball for obvious reasons. But, I love baseball and boxing, but then when I got this role as the coach, it like, you know, I reunited with, you know, how fascinating football is. And I love doing that show. I mean, that show was, you took those numbers and you extrapolated it out to tell it to like networks, numbers, we would have been like a top five show in terms of what we were getting. You know, same thing with The Closer. I mean, The Closer is the number one cable show in America.
Yeah.
If you took those numbers and like just paced it out according to network television, we'd be the number one or two show on television, the number three show, maybe the least.
Yeah. The good news about that, Tony, right, is when you're in a show like The Closer and it gets all that critical buzz and you're on TNT and 6 years, I mean, this is the sixth season. That's good for an actor. You got to love that you keep it keeps on ticking.
Excuse me. I've been blessed with, you know, with being involved with a lot of really good series. And, you know, Crime Story went 2 years and Playmakers had the one season. And some other shows, you know, made it, the one season. So this is like my sixth series in a row that's, you know, gone to series and now been a critical success. But I have to say that, you know, clearly, doing Crime Story, Playmakers, and The Closer, now The Closer. I mean, I'm really, you know, I couldn't, if I rolled the dice, I don't think I could roll sevens that often, you know, in terms of the quality of a show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Tony, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We really do appreciate it. I am a fan of The Closer. Again, we want to tell all the people listening across the country, tune in on Monday to catch Tony and the rest of the crew. We'll see what Flynn is up to this year and his buddies, and it should be a lot of fun. So, once again, thanks, Tony.
You're welcome, and I know your viewers won't be disappointed with these five episodes, and this first one coming up is really exciting, really exciting.
All right, we'll be watching. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. I really had a great time speaking with you.
All right, how about that? So that was nice. It was interesting talking to him as an actor. He has played some interesting parts, and he delved into a couple of different things with us. And the Closer, as he said, cable show-wise, really big numbers. It's hard to go against the networks because of the way the rating system is, but there's no doubt that they've struck a chord with that series anyway. I like detective cop shows, and this one, when it first debuted, I can't remember where I was, but I don't get to watch that much Tube, and I sat down and I watched it, and it was funny. You know, there was some funny moments in it. I liked it, and I, as I said to him, the chemistry, you could see it was there. But because I liked the detective-y kind of a show, I was hooked into it in the beginning. It's one of the few shows that I watch on TV, so it was really fun for us to get a chance to talk to him and find out what it was like to be a part, what it's like to be a part of that show. How about that? Speaking of shows, we're going to go in a different direction here and give you some of the headlines on the day. Big news when it comes to Bucks in Washington, right? So this spending cuts and tax increase deal that's being bandied about by the people who represent us in Washington, both on the left and the right, they're hammering it out. I mean, they are hammering it out on the Deficit Commission. And they were in front of the mics on Wednesday, And what's interesting is when I tuned in, I just saw a lot of red faces and some pretty animated cats, like, for example, Mr. Simpson. I thought Alan Simpson was going to have a heart attack the way he was talking. And the emphasis, for a second, I looked at him and I thought, he's not from the East Coast. He's waving his hands around. What's going on with that? Well, the bottom line is this. Both parties are involved, and they're trying to figure out what kind of plan that they can get the two parties to embrace. And is there really a starting point here? What some who were part of the commission said, and there's 18 of them all together, by the way, it's this bipartisan deal, and they're going to vote on the plan on Friday, they hope. And guys like Republican Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles, the Democrat who was pretty vocal, and they were the co-chairmen, so it makes sense. They're going to have a hard time getting those 14 votes they need to send of this plan to Congress. Think about the things that are in this. I mean, massive tax changes that would affect millions of Americans, including completely throwing out popular breaks like home mortgage deductions. I'm thinking about that one. Also, huge cuts in military spending, always dicey. Slashing the federal workforce. I'm going to give a thumbs up a little bit on this one, because too much government, too much red tape. Raising the retirement age for full Social Security benefits, and then cuts in Medicare, too, were also part of it. The idea was they would be able to slash enough red ink to fill all the swimming pools in Southern California, and they would trim $4 trillion within a decade if the suggested plan were to get the stamp of approval. What ultimately, though, it comes down to is the votes. It is pretty bold, and I don't think they're going to get the votes. What Bowles is saying is that the American people get it and that the people want it to happen, because we're grappling with this deficit, and it's going to hurt us worse in the future if we keep playing the same old game, and that, you know, if there's no common ground, forget about it. If nobody's going to yield, we're going to have to find a way to make people yield. But see, they're not yielding. You know, they're not like reeds, the people that represent us, by the way, because they've been solid walls for how long? And I would rather see, these are just broad strokes, I'd rather see the specifics on some of these tax cuts anyway. I just gave you some of the broad strokes, too, some of the things that would be gone. And you know, the mortgage thing would stick in a lot of people's craws when they're just trying to hang on to their houses. Now they're not going to get this deduction. You say tax, and it's like an evil, ugly, nasty word. And nobody wants to hear about their taxes going up when everything else around them is going up. Think about it. Shoot me an email about any part of this show if you feel like it at americatonight.net.